What's up, people? Thanks for tuning in today. This is the Big Five. I mean, this is the fifth episode on the Erico Trips podcast. Thanks for being supportive. Thanks for all the comments. Thanks for all the feedbacks. Stay tuned. Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. Hello and welcome to the fifth episode of the Erico Trips podcast. I'm your host, Eremosele Emmanuel. Is it 5525 or whatever a coincidence? Today I'll be talking to you about my five bite-sized tips to create your perfect Lagos experience. Now, I know a lot of you will be traveling down to Nigeria this season, and many of you guys will be alighting at the Lagos International Airport. So I'm just going to be breaking down some things you should know about Lagos. The first is its population. Lagos is a very, very populated city. It's the most populated city in Nigeria. It's home to over 21 million people. So when you come, don't expect to meet a city that is clear of people. And you are even going to meet more people in Lagos this season. So just expect crowds everywhere. Whether you go to events, whether you go to the beach, wherever you go, you are not going to escape from crowds because this is a very, very populated city. The second one is the diversity. Now, Lagos, because of its commercial nature, is home to a lot of people from different tribes. You have the Igbos, you have the Yorubas, you have the Hausas, you have the minority group in Lagos. So you have a lot of diversity. You have people living on the mainland, you have people living on the island. It's just beautiful. Beautiful diversity in Lagos. And the third one is business and commerce. Yes, business thrives very, very well. It's good to start your business in Lagos because of the endless opportunities, because of the people that you get to meet, because of the environment. Lagos is really, really a very good and enabling environment for business, and our present governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu is doing a lot to keep that going, keep that moving, not to kill the legacy. So you should probably enjoy some shopping here to get some affordable clothing, shoes, what have you, a lot of things. It's a nice place. The fourth one is the Lagos traffic. Now, because this is the festive season, I'll advise you guys to always try to go out early. Like, don't be the guy that just sits at home and thinks this is somewhere else or this is wherever you were coming from. You just chill, get into your car or get into a bus, and you are at your location 30 minutes. There is a lot of traffic, and because this is the Christmas season, you are going to encounter a lot more traffic. I'm talking about a lot of people leaving their house at the same time, going for events, going to beaches, visiting art galleries, visiting many places of interest scattered around the city. So just make sure you plan your movement well and make sure you try to escape the Lagos traffic. The fifth one is the BRT. Lagos. Lagos happens to be the only city in Nigeria, I think, if I'm wrong, correct me in the comment section, in the only city in Nigeria that implements the bus rapid transit system. Now, this is a system that was initiated by Jagaban. It was initiated by him during his tenure as governor of Lagos State in order to curb and to minimize the transport and the traffic congestion we had in the city. In my opinion, it might have not really helped because I see a lot of people on the queues, I see a lot of people waiting on these buses, and basically it's still the same thing because the population of Lagos has continued to increase. And unless there's a way to reduce this population or reduce the business ventures here and spread them to other states, the BRTs might not be able to function efficiently. Although I am of the opinion that we've got waterways, so I think we should venture into using our waterways properly to transport people, make them safer, ensure safety equipment are on board and everything. So those are just the five things you should know about Lagos. I mentioned population, diversity, the business and commerce, the BRTs, and what did I mention? And traffic, yeah. So that's it for today. I'm not going to make today a lengthy episode because I know a lot of you can't even listen to one guy rambling 30 minutes continuously. So that's it in under 20 minutes rather. So make sure you leave a comment, make sure you subscribe, make sure you check out my recent podcast. Stay tuned for the rest of the day. You never know if I'm going to drop any surprise episode. Have a great week ahead. Bye-bye.